Hey, sorry, I'm a little bit late. I just got stuck in a meeting with another client and I couldn't get away, but I'm here now. And your trial starts in 30 minutes, so let's not waste any time. So, as we went over the other day, there are a few really important things to think about during the proceedings. Act appropriately, let me, your lawyer, do all the talking, and always speak to the judge in a respectful tone. Short answers. Don't say more than you have to. And if questions are vague, ask for clarification. Got it? Good. Now, what you've been accused of is a rather serious crime, so there will be quite a few eyes on you during the proceedings. Journalists will be there to cover the story. Family members of the alleged victim will be there. The point is, there will be a lot of tension in the room, along with a lot of people who want to see your head roll. Do you understand? Good. Even though I think we have a strong case for you, it's always difficult to estimate how things will turn out. Oh, and one little thing that I always offer my client is a pre-trial warm-up, just to get you nice and relaxed before we step into the courtroom. You see, according to Section 3A of our client-attorney agreement, I, as your lawyer, have committed to doing anything to protect your interests. And that, my client, is a duty I approach with great ambition. And not to insult my colleagues, but you made a really good choice picking me as your lawyer. Because I'm a real woman and I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty. I'm ready to go all the way for my client. I'll fight for you and I won't stop until I have the whole court on my side. And as a cherry on top, I have a little competitive edge towards other lawyers. Just let me show you what I mean. Sit down in that chair. Right there. Good boy. Now just watch me as I unbutton my white blouse, slowly exposing my smooth skin. One little button at a time. Just relax, baby. We have a long day in court ahead of us, and I need you nice and relaxed in there. Now let me get this horrible bra off. Just look at my soft, perfect tits. Aren't they lovely? Just watch them as I squeeze them, as I jiggle them in front of you, as I press them together and lean forward so you can really get a good look at them. Now don't move. Just sit there as I play with my tits. I bet you didn't expect this, did you? To see your beautiful lawyer half naked like this, minutes before your trial? Well, don't worry, baby. You're in good hands. In fact, let me show you how good hands you're in. Are you already hard? Do you want me to touch your cock? Do you want me to stroke it for you, baby boy? Yeah? Here. Let me get it wet for you. There we go. Nice and slick for me. Now sit still as I stroke that cock for you. Try to be quiet for me, baby. I don't want people to hear you grunting in here right before the trial. Oh, I can feel you twitching in my hand. Are you enjoying this, baby? Just relax. Maybe, if you're good, I'll let you fuck me. But first, I need to make sure you're ready. Now let me suck you, sweetie. Let me put my pretty lips on that cock just to show you what this mouth can do. Just relax. Let me take care of you. I think you're ready. Now, let me bend over this table for you. Let me lift up my short little black skirt. Come here. Come on, baby. Come fuck me. Fuck me like it's the last time before prison, baby. Just pull my thong to the side and push deep inside of me. Good boy. Give me all that dick, baby. Did you just spank me? I mean, I liked it. Oh, yes. Pull my hair. Use me, please. Yes, fuck me. I want you to come in me. Fill me. Fill my tight little pussy. Please. Oh, I want to feel your cum inside me. I'm coming. We need to clean up. The trial starts soon. We have to hurry.